And now to Birdability Week that is underway. It's a celebration of birders with disabilities and other health concerns and an opportunity to share resources and ideas to help the birding community be accessible, be inclusive, and welcoming. So what challenges do you face when trying to go to a state park? Are trails easily accessible, or is it a challenge with your equipment? 800-642-1234. Monica Spaney is president of Accessibility Wisconsin. It's a nonprofit providing all-terrain wheelchairs for people exploring the outdoors. Monica, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Kate.
And we also have Caitlin Schwabeck, communication specialist with the Madison Audubon Society. Caitlin, welcome back to you as well.
Thanks so much, Kate. Great to be here.
Well, Caitlin, I'll start with you, but Monica, I also want to get your reflections on Birdability Week. And Caitlin, what does this event mean to you and this perspective?
Yeah, so many people think about birding as a really intense group of competitive people running around with binoculars. But that excludes so many folks who love birds but enjoy them in a multitude of other ways. We believe that anyone who enjoys birds can be a birder and should be welcomed into the community. And Birdability Week is a really great way for us to move towards that goal. Birdability, the organization, has, I got to give them a little nod just to start out. Their website is birdability.org. They have so many great resources and events happening all week long that I encourage folks to check out their site too.
Yeah, and Monica, what does this week mean to you?
Well, I think this week is significant in two ways. One, our relationship with the Madison Audubon Society helped promote field trips and an activity that includes everybody with a mobility challenge, whether it's a heart issue or a wheelchair user. So that in and of itself is wonderful. In addition, just being able to work with the Audubon Society on something tangible like this is wonderful. They were one of our first supporters when we wrote one of our first grants trying to get people outdoors to be birders. So this has been a long relationship, and Birdability has helped lots of individuals, friends and families, to get outdoors together.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great partnership with Audubon. And Monica, you work to break down barriers to mobility. What is it like now for Wisconsinites who have disabilities to get around in a state park, for instance, and go birding?
Well, just being in a natural setting is very difficult with people with mobility challenges. Because birds really don't necessarily land where there's flat surfaces. And so the advantage of being able to use these chairs, working with state, city, and municipal parks is wonderful, because you get to see birds in their natural setting and other wildlife in their natural setting. And because the chairs tilt with you, and you're going walking speed, they're quiet. So this is why AAW, Accessibility Wisconsin, says being able to use this type of equipment allows outdoors access for all.
Yeah, give us a little bit more of a visual of these chairs, of this equipment, and the wheels, or how they get around on different types of pavement.
Well, what's wonderful is you guys have hiking boots. You put on special boots to go hiking. These are our hiking boots. So they have a special track that will help you go up over logs or through some water or over stones. And not gravel paths are not very easy for most people with mobility challenges. So you've got the tracks that go. But then the other advantage of this equipment is that it tilts with you. So if you're going up a hill, you can tilt it so you stay level. And if you're going down a hill, you can tilt it so you stay level. You're not constantly out of balance. So that's another advantage of these hiking boots. The disadvantage of these hiking boots is they're very expensive, and most people have a hard time getting them to locations. So the Madison Autobahn, working with us, is showing people how if we can have these stationed at or hosted at state parks or nature centers, then we have an advantage that people don't actually have to tow them to get themselves out in nature. They can be there. So our relationship with Middleton Parks, where this BirdAbility event happened, we have an outdoor wheelchair actually hosted there so that you can go to our website, accessabilitywi.org, and see where these $20,000 plus pieces of hiking boots can be used for free with minimal deposits.
And really, meeting people where they're at. That's what I'm hearing, so that people can get access where they need it.
That is correct. They can get access where they need it, and then they can also transport the equipment to other locations. But our relationship with Middleton Parks, our relationship with, believe it or not, River Edge Nature Center in Ozaukee County and other counties help promote getting people outdoors. And Madison Autobahn has been a wonderful partner in starting that process and continuing it all the way up to field trips.
And Caitlin, you know, just a moment here on the birds. It's been quite warm this fall. What birds can we see in Wisconsin, and including perhaps some that haven't migrated yet?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kate. We are still seeing some late fall migrants making their way through, in addition to, you know, what I call the classics, which are like robins, cardinals, blue jays, and some of our other year-round birds. Right now, there's a good number of seasonal sparrows in the area. So we're starting to see more white-throated sparrows, white-crowned sparrows, dark-eyed juncos, to name a few. And soon, we can expect that as it gets a bit colder, we'll begin to see some wintry finches and waterfowl. That's kind of one of the next big groups that starts to visit.
Yeah.
On Sunday at our outing with Accessibility Wisconsin, we saw tons of American goldfinches, a couple red-winged blackbirds hanging around, bald eagles, and there was a good-sized flock of just gorgeous sandhill cranes that sort of flew around and posed for us. So it was really a lovely outing on Sunday.
We have the Madison Audubon Society's Caitlin Schwabik and Monica Spaney here, who leads Accessibility Wisconsin. They're here on BirdAbility Week. Have you visited the new and completely accessible Eagle Tower in Peninsula State Park in Door County? What state park do you go to most that has the best accommodations? What do you love about birding and being in nature? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about BirdAbility Week, working to ensure the birding community and the outdoors are welcoming and inclusive, safe and accessible for everybody. Monica Spaney leads Accessibility Wisconsin, offering off-road wheelchairs through that grassroots nonprofit. And Caitlin Schwabik is with the Madison Audubon Society as a partner in this effort. They're with us for about 9 more minutes. Monica, the Americans with Disabilities Act says that when a new park or recreation facility is built, it has to comply with accessible design standards. But for many parks built before these standards went into effect, it's basically left to local governments for compliance. What are you seeing out there as far as parks following outdated standards?
I feel that question is twofold. First of all, the American Disabilities Act is the minimum that needs to be done. People don't understand, for example, like a push button on a restroom is not a requirement. And so my thoughts are, even the new state parks, what can they do to really welcome everyone and make sure that everybody has in the independence to be able to enjoy the park just like anyone else. So that's part of it. And then for some state parks, I would actually like to talk about the Dane County Park.
Sure.
Dane County Parks has been working very hard to try to bring in accessible kayaks, work with us to host outdoor wheelchairs, and really look at accessible kayak launches, accessible fishing from shore. And there are a lot of opportunities that they've researched to help people, and their planning is still continuing, but hopefully by 2022, some of that will come into play and we'll actually see some more accessibility in our parks in Dane County.
And Monica, what I'm also hearing is accessibility is not just confined to a trail that is accessible. There is so many details that go into making sure that a whole park or a recreational facility is open and able to welcome people. But the details really matter.
That is correct. And getting people's opinions and really trying to have a social network at a park, not leaving the youth home, the parent home, the grandparent home. That is so disheartening. And with the increase of access to the outdoors, you see depression decreasing, you see networking happening, and that's all very important to us as a society.
Caitlin, building that network in the birding community, what are you looking for in parks to improve accessibility?
Yeah, that's a great question. I, again, will mention Birdability because their website has so many of the options in great detail for how to make parks more accessible. But we've been talking about, beyond the terrain and trails itself, you know, having accessible and unisex bathrooms, water fountains that are easy for people to use, accessible parking, benches and areas for people to rest along the trails, and having tactile and accessible signage are all also really important considerations. And another big thing that is valuable is when parks, trails, or sites clearly note those accessible features on their website so people know before they go. It really helps people feel welcome and safe when they arrive to kind of know what they're going to be encountering when they visit a site. Generally, I think all of us can do a better job learning what is helpful, inviting, and appropriate to say and do when it comes to making the birding community more accessible.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Caitlin Schwabick, who's communication specialist with the Madison Audubon Society. Monica Spaney is president of Accessibility Wisconsin as we explore Birdability Week with your insights as well. What state park do you go to? What recreation area has the best accommodations for people with disabilities? How has your family been able to go as a group to places and enjoy the outdoors? 800-642-1234. Caitlin, there's an event coming up Friday. The Madison Audubon Society is hosting Birding by Ear. It's a partnership with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Can you tell us about this event?
Yes, I definitely can. We work with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired to host a Birding by Ear course. We just hosted our fourth one this past spring, and we try and have regular meetups for those classes so that folks can get together to practice their birding by ear skills. So we're going to have one of those coming up on Friday. And if the Birding by Ear course sounds like it's interesting to anyone, I would definitely recommend keeping an eye out on our website for our course that will be coming next spring. Something that's really great about these courses and meetups is that it's really aimed at being inclusive and welcoming to everyone. Attendees include people with vision loss and other members of the community as well. So it's a really nice group that meshes together and gets to practice skills. And in addition to this, you know, we plan to continue building more partnerships and working together to offer even more experiences that will meet the diversity of birders and the birding community as a whole. So we're really excited about the possibilities moving ahead.
And I want to jump off the partnerships piece there, Monica, because as you talk about networking through the outdoors and networking with these organizations and these park facilities, what is the next step for accessibility to expand your offerings and to really take this to the next level?
Well, we work extremely hard to try to get at least one trailer and chair in every county, but what I feel our main message needs to be with networking is you can integrate your existing program and make it accessible by partnering with us. And that in and of itself opens up doors for the host or partnering organization to be able to then serve a more diverse population by integrating and not necessarily having to have the expense of the equipment, but working with us. So that's what our hope is.
How close are you to that goal? Is there a trailer and chair in every county?
We have 22 chairs as of this year, and we are right now serving 12 counties and are working on hitting our goal of 15, hopefully, by the end of the year, Kate.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, Caitlin, I just want to land quickly on a topic we talked about before, that this mysterious bird illness. And as you recall, there was all the talk about people taking down their bird feeders. Is there any update there?
Yeah, so we've added some updates to our website. As of right now, there has not been an instance of the illness found yet in Wisconsin. And as we move into fall and winter, people who want to put up bird feeders definitely can. We just recommend being, as usual, vigilant about keeping them clean and tidy.
Gotcha. Well, Monica and Caitlin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks again for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Caitlin Schwabek, Communication Specialist with the Madison Audubon Society. Monica Spaney there, President of Accessibility Wisconsin. This is a nonprofit providing off-road wheelchairs to people with disabilities exploring the outdoors. Just ahead, we talk with Trapper Shep, a Milwaukee-based musician whose Americana style has resonated around the nation and the world. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Thank you.